Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching that you can trust.
Welcome, Amen. Everybody, and thank you for joining us. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And thank you for continuing with us as we continue the teaching on acknowledging every good thing that is in us through Jesus Christ. We Amen. Are Ignacio and Nuvia Hughes.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Yes, we praise you. Amen. And we love you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory
thank
to God.
Thank
you for your goodness.
Amen.
He has been so good and so merciful to us.
Amen. Yes, Amen. He has.
Thank you. We believe we receive this.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. That is so good. Okay, what about if we go to Philemon? Chapter 1, verse 6, and it says that the communication of your faith mm-hmm. may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus, or by Christ Jesus, because mm-hmm. what he did, what he paid already, mm-hmm. and because he is so good.
Because of him, that's right.
Because he is so good, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, the last session or transmission, mm-hmm. We were talking about that we don't have to be or we can live a worry-free life.
That's correct. Yes.
You know, because we have the peace of God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because of Jesus, we have the peace of God inside mm-hmm. of us.
That's right.
You can release that peace through faith.
Mm-hmm.
Through faith, you know. I remember, I don't know, I was like, what was that, like 6 months ago maybe? Mm-hmm. I was talking to this friend. And he heard me, you know, when I was teaching during the service in Spanish. And he was hearing me in the internet when I said that I don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are the same age, but by this time that we are doing this recording, I'm a 46-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about the same age. And, and he says... He called me. He says, how is that possible? How is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I don't worry. I mean, like Papa Hayden used to say, you know, I have had wonderful opportunities, you know.
To worry, yeah.
To worry. Mm-hmm. I haven't had, but, you know, we have had, but we refuse to worry.
That's correct.
You know, and because words of faith mm-hmm. Take dominion
mm-hmm.
over the situation that you are going through in that specific moment. So you can use your faith and the authority of Jesus mm-hmm. and every good thing which is in you,
Amen.
You draw it out by faith.
Amen.
You release it by faith. Amen. Words of faith are powerful.
Yes.
And they not only take dominion mm-hmm. over the circumstance
mm-hmm.
or circumstances, plural, but take dominion of your thoughts.
Your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thoughts are powerful.
They are very powerful.
Yeah, they can kill you if you let them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you let them. Mm-hmm. Or they can lead you to sickness. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are they are sick because the sickness that they have in their bodies or minds, because they started, not every sickness, but mm-hmm. the majority, some sickness, they are caused by their thoughts,
mm-hmm.
by thoughts,
yes.
and the thoughts that people dwell.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes yeah. people dwell on their thoughts. The thoughts produce strongholds
yes,
in their minds.
Do. Oh, yes,
you know, and that's awful.
Sure.
It is not good. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is what I learned years ago.
And you're sharing about how because you said it, you know, time and again, because it is the truth, that you no longer worry. But you used to worry. So
I
now you can
worry,
say the process.
I wasn't champion.
You know, instead of, you know, when we have a baby and we welcome him to the family and we say, oh, he's a bundle of joy, where you are a bundle of worry.
Yeah.
Because you used to worry so much. And that you've come to the point where worry is no longer, has no longer a place in your life, in your thoughts, but you took authority over it through the Word of God. And because maybe your friend is coming to
even
you.
Even some people have asked me if I dye my hair. I said, I don't dye my hair. You know it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he doesn't dye his hair.
I'm not against that, but what I'm saying is that I don't have gray hair
because of worry.
Of worry, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. And so your friend comes to you and asks, how is it that you don't worry? I mean, it's not that he's doubting. Maybe he's wanting to get to the point, to the place in his life where he can say, I no longer worry. Mm-hmm. But just as you told him, you know, the Word is what brought me to this place in my life where I don't have to worry. It can bring anybody to that place in life where they don't have to worry. Worry was not created for us to be dwelling in, but the Word is. The Word was created for us to dwell
peace
in.
Peace was created for us. Because,
for us
God,
to dwell
because
in
the Lord is peace in Himself.
He is
love in Himself.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
You know, and you can't use faith in that, in the love of God. Mm-hmm. Exercise faith in the love
that is correct
of God. Faith in His mercy.
Amen.
And faith in the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in His anointing. Because He's the anointed one, mm-hmm. and He's anointing, and mm-hmm. He's one with us.
That's right.
We are not two, we are one.
We are one with Him.
With Him, and He's one with us.
Hallelujah.
So we don't have to be, I refuse to fear. You know, living here in Douglas, it's in the political arena,
mm-hmm.
and it's been kind of difficult. It's been difficult to, you know, to believe. Because I remember when the Lord told me, if you understand your position in Christ,
mm-hmm.
you are going to understand your position in the political arena.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, because how can you be a Christian, a born again believer, and support this liberal socialistic agenda
mm-hmm.
that is going on in this country?
Yeah.
And it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
killing babies when God, our Creator, is the Creator of life.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We cannot support something that is against God's perfect will. And it's awesome how the Lord told you, once you understand your position in the Word, in Christ, because Christ is the Word and He is our identity.
Because I was praying, I was asking the Lord, that was before the elections,
mm-hmm.
and I was praying. And, you know, because I'm very vocal,
mm-hmm.
especially to my people. You know, everybody's my people. If they are born-again believers, they are my people, you know, because we are one in Christ. But
yeah.
I'm saying in the flesh to the Hispanic community, and some of them, they reject this. But because it is convenient for them, you know, mm-hmm. to receive mm-hmm. welfare and freebies and free this and free that. And it is amazing. And the majority of people here in Douglas, they said they're Catholics, and the rest mm-hmm. are, they say they are born again believers, Christians. And when I have spoken to both groups, they reject this.
Mm-hmm.
But because they don't understand what they have in Christ Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was praying about it, and the Lord told me, when you understand who you are in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
what you have, your position mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus, then you will understand
mm-hmm.
your position
yeah.
in the political arena. It mm-hmm. is not about supporting a party or a man or a woman, but supporting that party that aligns
mm-hmm.
with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It is easy.
Mm-hmm.
So you will never be a liberal. Okay, but I'm not going to be talking about. But so the last time we were talking about
living a worry,
living the world, living a a free life, you know, a worry-free life.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about if we go to Philippians?
Okay,
chapter 4. You know, I believe the church in general, pastors and teachers and all the preachers, you know, apostles and prophets and
mm-hmm.
evangelists, we need to touch these points as well, you know, the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do have the place in the church.
Yeah.
When you teach them in the light of the word.
Yes.
Because it is the body of Christ who should be actively involved in who is in office, because they affect us as a family of God, as the body of Christ, as a nation, as a people. So they need to be taught.
Yeah. And we're not worried,
necessarily
speaking.
No, we're not.
Actually, we aren't. But we don't like what we're saying, because we love God and we live and we love this country and we love the people.
Mm-hmm.
And well.
And as Christians, we just have to take a stand.
Amen.
But okay, here we go.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Be careful for nothing.
Be careful for what?
For nothing.
For nothing. What about the kids?
For nothing.
What about the church?
For nothing.
What about everything?
For nothing.
For nothing.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
And the peace of God.
And the peace of God. So people want to receive the peace of God just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a product of doing six.
Verse six.
So it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds
through
Christ Jesus.
But it says, shall keep your hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Isaiah chapter
26
verse 3.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Can you put that up? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee or on you,
on him. Mm-hmm.
Because he trusts in thee or in you.
That's right.
Amen. So if you are not walking in perfect peace, it is because you are not, because your mind is not staying in the word of God.
Yeah. You see, if you look at this verse carefully, it's talking about, it's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
It's a relationship. See, we could read it this way. God will keep in perfect peace him or me or you or our. God will keep me in perfect peace when my mind is stayed on him.
Or if
my mind is stayed on him, because I trust in him.
So, but I have to act
it
by
is
faith
me, yes.
In that verse.
And like I was saying, this
and we can't blame God.
We cannot be blaming God.
No.
This is an active relationship, not a passive one. It has to be an active relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I keep my mind in him. He keeps me in perfect peace.
Do we have the Amplified verse?
And I can read it here too.
Yeah.
This is a classic Amplified.
You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant.
Oh, that's awesome. In constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, him, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. So it's a commitment. We have to be committed to keep our minds on him, on the word.
On the word of God.
God, this is amazing. And the promise will come in effect in our lives.
In effect in our lives.
Which
there
is being in perfect peace.
And
then we will worry for nothing.
For nothing. And when you are by faith, mm-hmm. walking in this peace supernaturally, mm-hmm. by faith, then you release that anointing.
That is correct.
And then you can go through different situations and you have peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some people may think, well, this guy is crazy. Like some people have mm-hmm. thought that I have no feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, this brother Hughes, Pastor Hughes, that he doesn't have feelings. He doesn't care about anything. Well, yeah. I mean, I have feelings, but I don't let my feelings
control you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. determine my, mm-hmm. my way, my life, my lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I need to be in peace.
Amen.
It's a commandment from the
it
Lord.
It is a commitment.
And it is available because of Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. Yes. So, stuck to the hand, mm-hmm. devil.
Yeah.
You know?
You choose what to think on. Yeah. You choose if you're going to worry. You choose if you're going to allow the Word of God dwell and affect your life the way it should. See, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Mm-hmm. It says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." The word has the command to prosper, to bring forth the purpose for which it was sent. And if we go to Psalms 107, verse 20, it talks about how God sent His Word. See, it says, this is Psalms 107, chapter 20, or mm-hmm. verse 20, sorry.
Verse 20. Mm-hmm.
He sent His Word. This is God sending mm-hmm. His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Mm-hmm. So, but as Isaiah is talking about that the Word is sent to accomplish that which God pleases, and it shall prosper in that purpose. And then Psalms 107, verse 20, talks about God sending His Word to heal us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it talks about how in the beginning the Word was with God and the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, in the beginning the Word was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. So this is Jesus.
This is Jesus.
Jesus was sent to heal us in accordance mm-hmm. to Psalms 107. He was sent to heal us. So that word has to be prosperous in us. It was sent to heal us. So as far as God's concerned, the word has the potential to heal us. The word has the potential to deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
The word has the potential to bring peace to us.
To bring peace to us. Amen.
Because
Amen.
That's what the purpose that it was sent forth.
But we have to respond
by faith.
But we have
to respond.
We have to release
mm-hmm. Amen.
That anointing
yes.
by faith
mm-hmm.
with words, and then you act upon
yes.
the word. You
Amen.
Know, like Papa Hay used
mm-hmm.
to say, act upon the word.
That's right,
Lord.
Yeah. So
Praise
it was sent for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to be committed, just like we saw
mm-hmm.
on the Amplified version of the Bible. There has to be a commitment to be stayed on the word.
Amen. But if you don't know the word, you know,
you have
like
to
Papa
know
say, Papa Hagin used to say,
mm-hmm.
What verse
oh,
are
goodness.
You standing on?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
verse are you standing
what
on?
What word are you standing
you know,
on? What verse?
And people used to tell him, well, nothing in particular. So that
yeah.
that will you will receive
nothing
in particular. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So
Praise
that is
God.
So good.
Amen.
It's so awesome. So we can rely on the word.
Mm-hmm.
Rely on those mm-hmm. all those verses and
yeah.
all those because each verse in the Bible is full of the power and the grace
wow.
of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And grace is His
mm-hmm.
DNA.
Mm-hmm.
But that grace, that power, that anointing has to be released through faith and by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you receive the word, then you meditate. But when you meditate the problems, the circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and you cooperate with the devil,
mm-hmm.
putting all that garbage in your mind instead of putting that word of God,
mm-hmm.
and then believe the word, see the word, hear the word,
mm-hmm.
put it in your heart,
amen. Mm-hmm.
and then speak it out.
Yes.
Words of faith, words of dominion,
mm-hmm.
and then act upon them.
Amen.
You need to act upon the word.
Yes.
Act upon the word.
Amen.
And when you're acting on the word, then sometimes the devil is going to throw another thought, or maybe the same problem. You know, sometimes you're believing because there's some situation you believe in God. You're standing in the word.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing on the word of God, and then another problem is arising or whatever. Then you say, "No, I refuse to. I refuse to worry."
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. Fred Price used to say, "Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand. That
talk
is
to
correct.
The hand."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then get in the word.
Amen.
And you need to go to the basics.
Praise God.
Go again to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Then speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can praise the Lord with your understanding.
That's correct.
You can praise the Lord in tongues, in the spirit, in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep on doing what the Lord told you to do.
That's right.
That's
continue.
It.
Continue.
That's
continue.
It.
Be persistent.
And be persistent. And eventually, you will see that the circumstances.
You'll see your breakthrough.
Yeah, you'll see the breakthrough. And you're going to see the circumstances bow down to to the word of God.
They will bow down. They'll crumble before the power of the word.
Yeah, that's it.
Praise God.
Just keep on walking by faith.
Amen.
Keep on saying the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on believing, speaking the word of God in faith.
Amen.
Speaking your faith, speak the word of God, and refuse to compromise, and refuse to worry, and refuse to speak doubt and words of unbelief.
Amen.
I refuse to compromise the word. I don't give a care if people criticize me for that, if I'm old-fashioned. Some people have told me that I'm old-fashioned, whatever. The same. Talk to the hand. I love those people. I have nothing against people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that persecution comes from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in love, and I walk by faith in the word. And that's it.
Amen.
And praise enjoy God. Life.
That's correct.
Enjoy the life.
And continue
enjoy
to,
life in Jesus.
In Jesus. And continue to put the word in your heart so you're able to release the word out of your mouth when a circumstance or an issue arises, and you'll be prepared.
Amen.
And
hallelujah. Well, we are out of time. So this was another mission program of the victory that has overcome the world,
even our faith.
God bless you.
Amen.
God is good. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website mpfccc.org.